This is New England Public Radio. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker now says public schools will be closed until at least May 4th. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont says it's likely students won't return until next fall. But one thing is clear now, as well as when class is back in session in many districts, there are inequities for students of color, and they can be a barrier to student success. In part two of our series on teacher diversity, New England Public Radio's Ben James looks at a pair of issues for which teacher diversity matters, how students of color are disciplined, and what's often called the opportunity gap.
Willa Sipple, president of the student union at Northampton High, recently conducted a survey for her AP statistics class. She wanted to see how white students' enrollment in AP English classes compared to enrollment by students of color. Sipple, who's white, expected there to be a disparity, but the results still came to her as a shock.
Of all the students who had taken more than five AP classes, like 100% of them were white, yeah.
Numerous studies show black and Latino kids enter kindergarten at an academic disadvantage. Economic inequality, housing segregation, a lack of teachers of color. It's an opportunity gap that chases black and brown students throughout their K-12 education. Even in racially integrated schools, students of color are less likely than their white peers to perform at grade level on standardized tests. They're also significantly less likely to receive advanced academic instruction.
The other day in my stats class, some kid was like, there's no other people of color in here. I just realized that. And I was like, wow, like, we're just numb to it, I guess, at this point, which is really, really unfortunate.
According to state data, white students at Amherst High are 35% more likely to complete an AP course than their Latino peers. In Northampton, that number is 43%. At Holyoke High, where most students are Latino, white students are 26% more likely to complete an AP class. High-achieving black and Latino students I spoke with described experiences of feeling isolated in their honors and AP classes. Zael Vargas is Latina and a senior at Holyoke High.
Like my AP classes or some of my college classes, I'm like looking around the room and I'm like, all right, this is kind of awkward.
Amina Meckelsam is an African-American junior at Northampton High. She says she loves her AP English class, but the racial dynamics can at times be frustrating, especially since a significant part of the curriculum is the rhetoric of race.
And it's a shame because I really feel like a lot of like the things that we like study and talk about would be interesting and like beneficial conversations for other people of color, but it's like it's just mostly white people talking about it.
Amherst junior Petua Makimba, whose mother is a Ugandan immigrant, says having more students of color in her classes would give her more room to excel as an individual.
Having people of color around you can help like empower you to do better and succeed for yourself more than just for your like race if you're the only person in your class.
Pearl Shred, a white Northampton junior, says in a way she and her peers have gone through an academic sorting.
I think there's definitely a sort of funneling and like channeling of different types of students into different areas within the school. And I think it's difficult when you can kind of feel yourself being pushed along that channel. And I don't know, almost as if like river was diverging, like you can kind of see the people on the other side of the river and you're like, what's happening?
Let's have a look at what is happening on the other side of that river. Not only are students of color in these three districts less likely to take advanced academic classes, they are also significantly more likely to get in trouble at school. Norman Pacheco, special education teacher at Holyoke STEM Academy, says this isn't just about student behavior. It's also about whether teachers have the cultural experience and knowledge to support the students in their classrooms.
A lot of teachers just don't have that tolerance level. And it's like, first thing, if it's against the norm, you're out. And typically those kids that are the first to break that kind of bubble are the kids of color.
Pacheco, who's Chicano and Native American, describes numerous situations in which his students are seen as too loud, too physical, too in your face. He says part of his job is to teach them how to regulate themselves for school without undermining the value of their self-expression. Sometimes code switching is about academic success, Pacheco says, and sometimes it can be about survival.
There was one kid in particular who was an African-American student just being really loud and using curse words towards a teacher and, you know, things that are not acceptable. But besides being unacceptable, I just kind of pulled him to the side and I was like, look, you know, you're on social media just as much as I am, you see how white people react to people of color when they feel scared. And it usually results in them calling the police. And once the police come, there's no guarantee what the result is going to be.
Students of color in Amherst and in Holyoke describe numerous disciplinary situations they see as unfair.
Do you witness white students getting preferential treatment by white teachers?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Holyoke sophomore Juan Morales.
All right, so, like, let's say a Hispanic student, like, takes out their phone, it's immediately, give me your phone. But, like, when a white student takes it out, it's always, like, three warnings.
Holyoke High principal Stephen Mahoney says he believes differential treatment is mostly a thing of the past in his school. But last year's state data shows Latino students at Holyoke High were 2 times more likely to be suspended than their white peers. Holyoke had a higher overall rate of suspension, but the racial gap was more severe at Northampton High, where Latino students were almost 4 times more likely to be suspended than white students. Along with other districts in the state, Northampton was recently reviewed by the State Education Department to check for disproportionate discipline. Superintendent John Provost.
And Northampton has been given a clean bill of health on that. However, that's due to a lot of work and strategies we've done, because certainly we have had a history of differential student discipline rates. And so we've attacked that very aggressively.
A clean bill of health in official terms. But the disciplinary and academic disparities for Northampton's growing Latino population haven't disappeared.
We know there's an achievement gap between particularly our white students and our Hispanic and Latino students in Northampton. And we believe that an important strategy for helping to support them would be to diversify our educator workforce.
And tomorrow, in part 3 of this series, a program that's making a genuine difference in producing more teachers of color in Western Mass. For New England Public Radio, I'm Ben James.